This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are very happy to have Ed Kozak, an ambassador with the Multiple Sclerosis Society, also Kevin Kelly, the chairperson for the MS Walk, which is coming up on March 31st. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
Okay, let's start out by telling folks a little bit about MS. You both have been diagnosed. What exactly is it?
Hard to explain. It really is.
It's an autoimmune disease that slowly destroys the nervous system, mainly strikes women. 74% of all newly diagnosed patients are women between 20 and 40 years old. It slowly destroys the myelin sheath, which is the protective coating. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine a piece of wire has a insulation on it, well, your nerve is the same way, and that protective coating is called the myelin sheath, and your body sends out antiviruses to attack it. And when it's that nerve is exposed underneath, it can be either damaged or destroyed. And once that nerve is destroyed, your muscles become weak. I've had people in our support group, that I run a support group for MS as well, and you get every kind of flavor of MS. Some of them just have general weakness, but all the way up to a quadriplegic that's had MS for several years, and they've went rapidly into being a quadriplegic.
So it's very debilitating. And is there any cure?
No. And it could take years before you're actually diagnosed with MS.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the doctors don't know what they're looking for. And even though there are tests out there, people are still take a long time before they know what's wrong.
Is there a genetic component to it?
Yes. Well, actually, it can run some families. What they're looking for, one of the things that the National MS Society is researching, and that money for our MS Walk, is researching a gene study to locate the genes that causes the MS. And so once they locate those genes, they can determine, you know, what causes MS. That research is ongoing even now.
You just have, it's hard to say, but you have to live with it. So, you know, you can't change what you're getting and just have to live with your dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, sometimes you can go years in between attacks. My last attack was 40 years ago.
Wow.
So you never.
Mine was last week.
So that brings us to the walk, which is the 2012 Brevard MS Walk. It happens on March 31st right here on the Florida Tech campus at Panther Plaza. I guess the walk registration begins at 8 o'clock and there's a 9 o'clock start, but you'd prefer that people pre-register and get a chance to, do they have teams?
You can create your own team. The first person registers can create a team and pick a team captain. We like to pre-register so we know how many people will be attending. That way we know how much shirts and food materials to bring for the walk. It's a fantastic walk. It's a little over a mile walk around the campus and a really beautiful walk. Bring awareness and education of MS here in Central Florida. Raise money to help programs like they have a summer camp for kids at for the National MS Society Mid-Florida chapter. And it's a camp where if a kid has a parent or grandparent with MS, they can go and they bring in counselors. And one of these sessions, they have counselors come in. And they were discussing, one of the young ladies discussing that she had to bathe her own mother. And the other young lady who was standing beside her said, I thought I was the only one that did that.
Aww.
And this gives the kids an opportunity to talk about their dealing with MS just as much as their parents are. This camp program went from 150 to 50 because the funding from it went down last year. Our walks were not as well funded last year. This year, our walk, one of the reasons why we're doing our walk, I'm earmarking our money from the Brevard County MS Walk to the camp for kids with parents with MS.
All right. Well, once again, this is the Walk MS, 2012 Brevard MS Walk. You can get more information on their website, which is www.midfloridamswalks.org. That's all one word, midfloridamswalks.org. www.walks.org. And once again, this is on March 31st, right here on the Florida Tech campus. I want to thank you both so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. See you at the walk.